All right, you all know the drill. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
SportsMappers, welcome to the fray. It's been a good day on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Barry and I are coming to you live from Poker Royals. We're at 9371 Richmond Avenue, a new poker spot. If you've been looking for other spots to get out and get involved in some poker, this is the place to be. From now until 6:30 p.m. here at 9371 Richmond Avenue, get here, get in. They got a tournament tonight with a guaranteed $975 pot in honor of us. Entry fees just $9.75. And, of course, this weekend for their grand opening, they have a $20,000 tournament going on. Lots of stuff going on, lots of fun prizes to be won with raffle tickets given throughout for people participating. Stop on by and see us. We've been covering a lot of the different specials and things going on with the grand opening this weekend. It's Barry and Joel here. SportsMappers 94.1, we appreciate you. If you missed anything, the first 2 hours, get to podcastarena.com or head on over to ESPN975.com and catch what you missed on the podcasts.
They've got a ton of TVs to watch games on. Yeah. I'll bet you the Astros win this game.
That's a good bet.
I'll bet you.
I bet he's out. What are the odds? 100%. Nice job. Well done there.
I mean, I kind of know what I'm talking about.
So did you see last night, speaking a little baseball,
huh?
That now Shohei Ohtani may need Tommy John surgery? That's what they're recommending as the next course of action. Remember how against the Astros Sunday night, first inning, velocity was up in the high 90s.
Yep.
Everything was up, and ESPN started kind of cataloging it and showing it that the following inning, everything was down about 7 to 10 miles an hour. Well, now it looks like he's going to need major surgery. And to honor that, he hit two home runs last night.
Good thing it doesn't affect the swing, right?
Yeah, but what do you do there? Because obviously he's on the shelf if you have the surgery. So obviously for the rest of this season, he finishes as a hitter.
I saw something that said he may not pitch until 2020. If you're the Angels.
But can he still hit?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. If you're the Angels, is he good enough as a pitcher that you invest in Tommy John surgery? He misses all of next year. Another year with Mike Trout not having.
Right.
And then take your chances in 2020 that he can be both a dominant pitcher and a dominant bat in that lineup. Or do you scrap the whole Shohei Ohtani on the mound idea and say, maybe later let's just let you DH and hit, and since that's what you're good at?
Yeah, you know, I think he's proven he can hit in this league.
Yes.
And he can hit with power. So it just depends on where you're going to play him. You're obviously not going to play him. We need to play at first base?
No, he'll DH. I mean,
so he's just a DH. Yeah, so you don't even need to worry about his arm?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing.
You could fade it for a while as a hitter.
Because when you look at the scenario, you say to yourself, well, you thought you were getting two for the price of one. You were getting a starting pitcher that also is an everyday bat in the lineup that can do a lot of good for you. Now you're not getting that deal. But you, in place of that, are getting an everyday bat in the lineup that's going to help and can help protect Mike Trout. Yeah, I think you got to get your money's worth. You can't have a full season of neither one as opposed to you were trying to double it. At least you get one when you get a guy that can be a bat.
Yeah, because if you're Mike Trout, you're thinking, God, at what point are they going to put enough around me that we can make a legitimate run? He's 27 years old. He is entering that window, 26 to 28, physically, baseball players peak at that age. So he is at the peak. I'm not saying Mike Trout's not going to be great for another 10 years, but he is at the point where you're going to have to start in the next 3, 4, 5 years, start considering that Mike Trout might begin to decline. So do you take a chance? I mean, pitching is so hard to come by. I think it's a real dilemma for the Angels to figure out what do you do. I don't know that I have the answers, but It's a decision they're going to have to make, especially if he does have Tommy John surgery, and they're saying 2020 would be the return. That's something.
It's going to be interesting to keep an eye on because, like I said, I mean, return. We mentioned the other day ROI and the return on investment. Return on investment is awesome when you're getting a bat every day that's going to pitch every fifth day and throw the ball close to 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
But when you consider the alternative with the Tommy John surgery of not having either one of those options for at least a year, and even if you get the bat back, you can't be guaranteed that after a year he's ready to go right away as a pitcher. And if it takes rehab, if he's rehabbing in the minors, he's not hitting for you in the majors.
No.
I think you got to get what you can out of him for the investment you put in. So I think he's got to stay your designated hitter.
Did you last? You watched the game last night, right?
I did.
How funny was it when Altuve asked for the baseball?
Yeah. After what? Over 18?
0 for 19.
0 for 19.
He was 0 for 19, the longest 0 for streak in his career. He had two previous 0 for 18 streaks. But he goes 0 for 19, gets a hit, gets a double, and asks for the baseball after getting that double. I thought that was pretty hilarious. And just kind of shows you that even though he's slumping and things aren't going well, still having fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, we've mentioned it over and over again about how the chemistry is in that clubhouse, but also the fact that that happens because they're winning 4-0, 4-1 at the time when it happens too. But, yeah, it's great to know, and people discount how important chemistry is with a team. Mm-hmm. I was telling Nick during the break after he had mentioned that story about the Tigers broadcasters going at it, but 2 games ago, the clubhouse is open before the Mariners game against the Orioles and has to be shut because D. Gordon and Segura are going at it to the point where they got to get the media out so they can try and get their clubhouse in order. And then Scott Service trying to downplay it, saying, you know, in all my major league career,
happens.
These things happen.
It spilled out, though. I think that they said something about it spilled out the door, like to the clubhouse.
Eventually, a couple guys were kind of shoved towards the doors. And they said it all stemmed from the fact that Gordon – who had been playing second base all year, and we said what was going to happen when Robbie Cano came back. Well, he went back to the outfield, and he had an error. It didn't end up costing him the game, but that Segura took exception to the fact that Gordon made an error when they need every game and every out's important, and that it spilled over into the pregame the following day, and that they had to be separated.
It's pretty wild. I mean, I could see – that doesn't surprise me, and I think Scott Service is right. It probably does happen more than you think. It's just that most of the time we aren't privy to it because the media isn't in the locker room 24/7. You get a certain amount of time. Nick, how much time? I want to say it was like 30 minutes or so post-game that we're in the locker rooms.
Yeah, depending.
Oh, no,
I mean, the Astros is probably 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah, and so you don't get to see leading up to the game. You get a chunk at the beginning. You get a chunk after the game. So there's a lot that goes on in between that you might not see. The problem was is they kind of gave it away because I think it was D. Gordon himself that suggested everyone leave.
Yeah, it was. You're absolutely right.
So that's kind of the tipping point the tipping off point where the media is like, I wonder why they're asking us to leave. And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, well, that's not good. And it's because they were fighting. I was looking at this Larry Brown Sports did an article where they said the biggest weakness for every contender.
In baseball. Okay.
It's funny because Braves, bullpen. Red Sox, bullpen. Cubs, starting pitching. Cleveland, bullpen. Rockies, some starter other than Freeland, so starting pitching.
Right.
Dodgers, bullpen. Brewers, pitching. Yankees, starting rotation. Athletics, rotation. Cardinals, back in the bullpen. Two teams –
Didn't have a weakness?
No. Two teams that didn't have a pitching weakness.
Red Sox and Astros.
Astros need more power. No, they had the Red Sox on their bullpen depth.
Okay.
Astros, they suggested, needed more power, which I think you're nitpicking at that point.
Right.
And then they said that the Arizona Diamondbacks needed to score more runs. But it's so funny how you look at all the teams that are in the hunt for the playoffs are probably going to make the playoffs, and you could literally just say, pitching. It's always pitching. Teams always need pitching. You can never have enough pitching. What they're basically saying is that the Diamondbacks and the Astros have enough pitching.
And how great is it that now that Presley has settled in, that you just got another bona fide big-time arm in that bullpen, and that this is why we're not talking more extensively about the less-than-stellar down season for a Peacock or a Will Harris or a Davinsky. You know, we don't have to worry about those things as much because of the fact that the arms that you've added are really – look.
They're doing their jobs.
No doubt. Osuna, and you mentioned it the other day, Osuna's numbers right now are stellar. They're fantastic. Presley, as I mentioned, coming back to the form that he had when he was with Minnesota, that's big. Aside from getting hit on the wrist the other night, you know, that Rondon has been settling back into his form. So, again, you get – and your starters are going to take you through five innings. But if they take you into those quality starts of six, boy, you can shut down
get
the rest
seven
of
out of Verlander.
Yeah.
That's almost automatic. But it's funny because in the article they talk about Houston and they said basically, you know, they say, oh, they need more pop. Part of the reason they don't have it, though, injuries to Altuve and Correa. So I think it tells you how dominant this team can be when they're nitpicking on this team lacking power.
Yeah.
And don't – I think a lot of times we confuse power with it's only home runs. It's really not. If you – it's slugging.
Hits,
it's OPS.
Slug, right.
It's if you're hitting a lot of doubles, that means you're hitting for power. Now, in Minute Maid, you might just be hitting the ball down into the left field corner a lot. But – doubles to me is part of the power game, and
I think
this team has it. So,
no, they really do.
Good sign if you're an Astros fan.
The biggest thing, and how great is Blummer too? By the way, we always brag on him. But when you talk about Correa and Altuve, as you mentioned, the biggest thing is he can point out from a hitting perspective. The other night he was talking about how Springer was opening up too much lately when he wasn't hitting the ball, and he could actually illustrate that. Then he goes to Correa, and he's wondering if, for whatever is ailing him right now, if he's going to be the same the rest of the year because he was showing his flaws. And then he went to Altuve going, hey, people need to realize that that knee is the back knee, and that's where he's having a lot of issues planting and really pushing off. So that's another reason why Bregman is such a valuable piece as a top five MVP candidate like he is this year. It's just fantastic. And, I mean, last night just illustrated it further.
By the way, OU Mike, we see you. We'll get to your call next segment, so hang in there. OU Mike wants to talk Burt Reynolds. I can only imagine how he's going to tie in Burt Reynolds and Johnny Weir. This should be amazing.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you think about it, we missed Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Gator was
I knew Boogie Mites. Boogie Nights.
Boogie Mites.
I knew Boogie Nights, but I had forgot about the one.
Deliverance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
So there you go.
Yeah.
We'll continue that in OU Mike in the next segment. But right now I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. They're locally owned and operated. They're basically only – their only goal is to make sure you're 100% satisfied, you get a great rate, and you get a great contract with your energy provider. So therefore, when you call, you're not going to get an automated system like you get with a lot of big companies. You're going to get a human being on the phone. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them. They're going to ask when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, weekends, weekdays, et cetera, so they can try and tailor-make a program for you and to give you the best program they can possibly give you. It's 100% honesty like a trusted friend. That means sometimes they're even going to lose your business to a cheaper company in the market, and they're going to tell you about that because they want you to come back and remember, hey, we weren't trying to pull the wool over your eyes. We weren't trying to take you to the cleaners. We were trying to make sure that you got the best deal possible for your business or your family. It's a relationship with them, and they want to be in a relationship with you. At Infuse Energy, they don't sell electricity. They sell a necessary relationship that's refreshingly honest and uncomplicated. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life. You can call Infuse Energy at 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or InfuseEnergy.com. Mention ESPN 97.5 and receive a $25 bill credit. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
gone 0 for 19.
0 for 19.
He was 0 for 19, the longest 0 for streak in his career. He had two previous 0 for 18 streaks. But he goes 0 for 19, gets a hit, gets a double, and asks for the baseball after getting that double. I thought that was pretty hilarious. And just kind of shows you that even though he's slumping and things aren't going well, still having fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, Royals, again, 93-71, so stop on by.
Get out here, have some fun, win some money, hang out. Tables are nice, lots of TVs, fancy chandeliers. Chandelier! Okay, I won't sing.
So, if you're a new guy on the Houston Rockets, Barry,
yeah,
would you think it's a good idea to come right out the chute before you even get to camp or play a game and just start making predictions and guarantees?
Totes. I'm firing shots.
You're just guns
totes,
blazing.
I'm totes doing it, yeah.
Okay. Well, then you and James Ennis have something in common because
boy.
James Ennis has already opened his mouth, and I'm not sure it was a good idea. He was talking to someone we're very familiar with, Alakon Bajani, who's now of The Athletic,
yes,
Houston, covering the Rockets. And he had the following quote: "I got a chip on my shoulder. I got a lot to prove. So this year coming in, I'm just really focused on being the player I can be, being someone coach can put in at any time and help." Now, you're fine with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is good so far.
Right, so we should just quit there while you're
right,
ahead.
Right, that's where you just go, thanks for your time.
Yeah, instead, he took it a step further. He said, you know, we have a lot of power, a lot of offensive power, a lot of defensive power.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he said we have a lot of defensive power. Well, don't fight
lost,
the power if
you,
that's the case, but I don't know about that.
You lost a lot of defensive power.
He goes on to say, bringing in Carmelo, who's an offensive threat, Michael Carter Williams, a good guard, he can score the ball, his length. Where? In college? Okay. Uh-huh. And he finishes with, if everyone is healthy, we definitely beat the Warriors.
Oh, my God.
Just shut up and play, man.
Do you realize that
what is wrong
Chris
with you?
Paul and James Harden and these guys probably saw this going down, and it was like one of those slow motion. No.
Yeah, now they're in the Bahamas this week. This is their little island getaway to get acclimated and build team chemistry.
Okay.
Right.
Trust falls and orgies.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you build team chemistry? That's what we do at Gal.
No, I would bet they have strip clubs in the Bahamas, right?
You bet they do?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
So there's your bond.
Have you ever been
or
to the Bahamas?
Or bondage, but James Harden will be there.
Have you ever been to the Bahamas?
I have not.
I haven't either, but I would imagine that that's a thing.
I've heard good things about the Bahamas.
Really?
Michael Jordan used to have a big golf tournament there. Mm-hmm. The hotel, I used to know the name of it, but it's a fantastic hotel there.
Yeah.
But it's supposedly beautiful. But then, so Melo's there.
Okay.
So Lala, his wife, decides to jump on with Stephen A. Smith yesterday, and she doesn't exactly fan the fire and put the flames out and throw water on it in terms of Carmelo's role with the Rockets. She comes out guns blazing too. She goes, by the way, my husband's career, the way it's gone, no reason why he should sit on the bench or come off the bench.
Oh,
he's
no.
that good. He should probably be a huge role for that team, and they can beat the Warriors. People, just shut your mouth and play the game.
Man, you know he's like,
just, we haven't even gotten like, to camp yet.
Just like they're trying to get Ennis to not talk anymore. He's like, ixnay on the bench, babe.
Yeah.
No.
Mike D'Antoni right now has got to be going,
what a
we
circus
haven't
already.
Even put the ball on the floor for training camp, and I got this going on.
Not a good sign of things to come in the locker room, at least. You don't want to have this already.
Chris Paul, you're going to earn your money whether you're on the floor or not this year, champ, because she said the key factor, too, was Oklahoma City wasn't a good fit last year, but CP3 is the difference maker that's going to bring out the best in Melo and the best in the Rockets. Have fun with that one.
Dude, that's when you're like, babe, look, can I just do my job and you not bring up anything like that? Can you stay out of the limelight when it comes to basketball? Do your thing, your la-la, you do whatever. MTV still? Is she on MTV? She was.
She's on
right?
a series now.
Okay.
There's a different series that she's on because Stephen A. was kind of auditioning that he should get a cameo because Stephen A. has been on some soap operas. He brought his clips out from his General Hospital or whatever it was that he was on, and I'm just going, Oh, would you stop?
So she's not doing MTV. She's doing a series.
She has some series, whether it's on.
And that's it. And it's not probably not even relevant if we don't really know.
Yeah, I'll find out for you. But overall, that's what it's come to.
All right. We lost OU Mike's call, so that sucks.
OU Mike, call back.
Somebody wanted to know, over under on TV ratings. I've got a bet it beats MLB and NBA Finals.
What does?
Tonight.
That can't be right.
They think that the Eagles and Falcons' first game of the season is going to draw better ratings than the NBA Finals in Major League Baseball.
Tonight?
That's what this person says.
Did Holly text us that? I don't think so. I just don't think it's going to beat the NBA Finals.
But. Yeah, I don't see how that's either. One more question to annoy Joel. What's the weed eater string you talk about? Black Diamond. Black Diamond weed eater string. Go get it.
It's good stuff. Nick.
By Echo. There's more text to come.
Lala Anthony is on Power.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah, that's not just some. Yeah, Power is a big one. I don't watch it, though.
Yeah, she's on
Power. But that's very popular.
Yeah.
So she's still relevant then.
Yep.
Because that's very popular.
So there you have it. Okay. So Stephen A. was trying to get on that.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, hey, Rocket season should be fun with Melo's wife making all kinds of statements and James Ennis talking about they're guaranteed to beat the Warriors. Enjoy that, Red Nation. The Kool-Aid's cold. Get it while you can. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Tonight's the night. Football season is back. It's finally here. Make the games a little more interesting. Make them more interesting with MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you are betting with. MyBookie is the online destination to get some action on any game. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. It's why I recommend them. It's why most people use them. And it's why I'm using them to play this year. One of the main reasons I like MyBookie is they actually pay you. When you win, you get paid. Cool thing is they have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys, you can even bet on the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. On your computer or mobile phone, get it out right now. If you're driving, pull over first. But Google MyBookie. Get your account started right now. They'll match your deposit dollar for dollar on your first deposit. That's right. Dollar for dollar match on your first deposit with MyBookie. Just use radio as your promo code. You're good to go. Google MyBookie right now. That's MyBookie. And don't forget promo code radio when you create your account. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Got a couple suspects on hold.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, let's do it. Oh, you Mike called back. Clarence is holding. He wants in. Clarence, of course, is going to bash.
Of course.
I'm sure he's going to bash the Falcons.
The Falcons?
Yeah. We'll see what happens. All right. You want to go Mike first?
Let's end with OU Mike.
Okay.
Let's get Clarence.
Clarence,
first.
What's up? What's on your mind, sir?
What up, guys? I don't need to bash the Falcons. They do it themselves like OU Mike does on a Saturday night. Anyway.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
Shoot that shot.
Early.
I wanted to talk about Jadeveon Clowney. Now, I've just read an article on NFL.com talking about he wants the Mac and Sam Donald money. Do you guys think he deserves it?
Clowney?
Yeah, I've heard the same
Clowney.
Thing that Clowney is Aaron Donald being he wants Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack money. You and I've talked about this before. I don't think it's I just can't see the Texans paying that much for that guy, and there's just too many questions.
Well, to me the difference is you're not paying Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack on potential.
Right.
At this
That's
point,
I mean.
You would be paying Jadeveon Clowney on potential because he's had one good year.
We talked about it. We compared the numbers with him and Mac, and that was one thing. but more importantly, was just durability.
Yep.
Max played every game with the exception of what happened. You know, there was concerns about whether he'd play every game with the Raiders, you know, if he was going to stay with the Raiders. But Mac, I think he may have missed like half of one game in his first three or four seasons in the league. So you can't say anything about his durability, and his numbers were double that of Clowney.
Yeah.
So when you're worried about injuries and other things, I don't think – obviously the agent's going to get – it's his job to get whatever every penny he can.
Of course.
But it, I think it's outlandish to think that the Texans are going to pay him that much money.
Yeah. 2017, first full season for Jadeveon Clowney as far as games played. He appeared and played in all 16.
Yep.
Put up great numbers. But, again, if you're paying a guy like that, I don't think you're paying them – Aaron Donald money, Khalil Mack money. Khalil Mack money is now you're gonna if you're paying that or more, you're gonna make him the first or second highest paid player in the NFL above all of the other quarterbacks. Not named, was it Matt Stafford has the highest contract right now?
No, it's Rodgers now.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. No, you're not giving Jadeveon Clowney that money. Had he been doing what he did last year since he came into the league in 2014,
exactly,
then yes, you're giving him that money. But no.
I mean, you consistently look at how many different injuries, how many different work ethic questions there have been. J.J. Watt wasn't talking to him for the first 2 years and wouldn't even refer to him by name because he questioned a lot of things about him. Call it maturity. Call it whatever you will. Call it going to a casino when you're supposed to be rehabbing at one point. But at least for whatever reason, last year the light went on. He was much better. He played in all the games. So we'll see what happens. But I still don't think he's worth that much money.
All right, OU Mike is on the phone. Let's get to it. Okay. OU Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. First, I want to ask, does my phone sound all right?
Yes.
Okay. Over here, I'm thinking I'm in Zap or something. Well, breaking up. I heard you guys talk.
Reference.
I was 16 computer love, but y'all picked up.
yeah, please don't.
I heard y'all talking about Burt Reynolds earlier and that he was a big a-hole and everything, and you guys are right about that. He was a big a-hole, except for in Deliverance. In Deliverance, Ned Beatty was the big a-hole. But he was in several movies and shows back then, and he was in Gidget and The Flying Nun and Norma Rae several times.
Sally Field reference. And he's out. I got to tell you, he's back on solid ground. After slipping a little bit.
As soon as he repeated the phrase big a-hole several times, I just knew.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know where this is going. I'm surprised we didn't get a Johnny Weir reference at some point.
Well, you got one on the text line.
Yes, on the text line.
Early.
That I ignored, yeah.
Jeez.
Somebody texted and said, I saw Nick in person for the first time today when I went to pick up a pair of tickets. Not fat at all like I thought he would be. Ha, ha, ha. Cool guy.
Well, you got the last part wrong.
Cool guy. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even meet him.
Where's
I don't
the
know.
Cool guy?
Where did he see me?
I don't know.
In the restroom, I think, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you meet anybody today?
No.
I
didn't see anybody. But
did
I'll take any compliment.
Diving?
I endorse
some stall diving in the restroom.
No, I endorse any compliment towards me.
Of course you do.
Of course.
Somebody said, Barry, hey, the wife and I will be breaking our Cowboys and Indians cherry pretty soon. I'll have to DM you the pictures because she takes the pictures of our food while we eat it. My man-law only permits me to take pictures after I'm done with it. No, I don't want that.
That
for sure.
That kind of stuff is too far.
That's yeah. Don't send me that. Just tag me on Instagram. You don't have to private message me. AG, I see your text, man, but we're going to run out of time, so I'm not going to be able to get to it. Unfortunately, he had questions about sod and when to put that out. Good. In your yard, and unfortunately, but looks like he worked at the. Remember, I told you I used to sell timeshares.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he worked out there right, came in right after me. Well, small world, Joel.
I guess when you're bored, you spend a lot of time reading up on your lawn. Otherwise, Nick, we have the solution for anybody that has a gardening question. It's called Get a Lawn Guy.
Shut up.
That's how you solve all
right,
all
we got this text a long time ago, but I think we could get to it. Can you guys explain what 10 to 1 means and what is minus 150? So 10 to 1 is if they basically are saying the odds, if they play 10 times, they would win one game. And minus 150 is you would bet 100 to win 150. If it's plus 150, you would bet 150 to win 100.
Right.
So.
Did you guys make your pick'em
picks yet?
Yeah.
AJ was giving me crap because he looked at my picks for the week because we're doing the ESPN pick them against our listeners.
Right.
You can log on to, well, where's the.
As long as there's a group that will accept
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
We all did our picks, yet. But I don't think the group has been approved
but
yet.
AJ's on me because I picked Seattle to win. He's already given me grief.
I kind of question it, too.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to see. You're not believers just yet, but you will be.
Danger Russ is going to do it by himself?
And Shaq Griffin. Those two.
Don't get me started.
No, I know. But no, we'll do our entire picks
yeah, tomorrow.
Yep. Yes.
Tomorrow, Luke's Ice House, Beaumont. We're going to have some fun in B-Town. Looking forward to seeing all the peeps that always come out and see us in the Blitz. We'll be down there. You guys should be too. But for today, we are still at Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond. You should stop on by because we're done, but the fun isn't. As Fred, AJ, John, the Blitz, they'll take you home till 7 o'clock. They're going to be here too. Stop on by. Tournament tonight with a $975 guaranteed purse because of ESPN 975 with a $975 entry fee. That's $9.75. And, of course, their grand opening tournament this weekend with $20,000 in the festivities. So for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have yourself a great evening. The Blitz is next, everybody, right here on Sportsbet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.